The director, yeah, the director is someone we have to confirm that she's running unopposed. Julie.
So she gets one vote, she wins.
That's right.
What's the point?
That's the point. Well, there is no point.
And that's the
okay. Executive Review Committee.
People are getting a little bit giddy.
Sherna Gluck, Marie Deary, and Don White. Technology. Only two.
You don't want to be on that one?
Sonali Kolhatkar and Terry Goodman.
You need a director. You need a director.
Archives. Only two. Sherna Gluck and Lamont Yakey.
What happened to Jan Goodman? She was on that one too, I thought.
Oh, is she? Oh, well, we weren't. Yeah, you know what? On the basis of what David has said, that if we elect her and she doesn't want it, she can just decline. Do people want to include her? Okay, archives. Sherna Gluck, Lamont Yakey, and Jan Goodman. Elections Review Committee. Kimberly King, Israel Foyer, Grace Aaron, Reza Poor, and Bill Gallegos.
Wait a minute. Are you sure you got that right?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe
say it again.
Okay. Ad hoc elections review committee. Well, ad hoc. I don't know. Yeah. Kimberly.
You don't want to be on that.
King.
No, she's fine.
Israel Foyer. Grace Aaron. Reza Poor, and Bill Gallegos.
So there were five candidates?
Mm-hmm. Let me count them up.
Yep.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Yeah, five. Yeah, there's five. I'm getting crazy. I'm certain I need my afternoon martini because I... Okay. Governance. Governance. Lydia Brasson. Grace Aaron. Marie Deary. Israel Foyer. Terry Goodman. And Lamont Yakey. Okay, I've got to vote. Now, while we're voting,
can you repeat Executive Review Committee, because
yes.
I think there was a flip.
Yes, elections. Oh no, Executive Review.
Executive Review.
It was Sherna Gluck, Marie Deary, and Don White.
Don?
Yes, David.
Two things. One, could you reread governance? Actually, three things. One, could you reread the governance candidates? Two, could you just list the number of candidates for each position so everybody's sure they got all of the candidates so they know if they managed to pick? And three, I just talked to Ambrose Lane, the chair of the board, and he said he would like the... we don't have the minutes yet because the secretary's had a hard time, so we're not sure the status. So he asked, please hold the election so that we have two members for the development task force if we're limiting to that. If not, everybody who signed up could go on. So he asked us to hold the election for the task forces.
For development task force?
For both the development and the archives.
Okay. So now, okay, let's take these requests in order. The first one was a reciting. Donna asked for a reciting of executive review, and I did that, right?
Yeah.
And what was the next one?
Governance.
Governance. Let me go over that. Governance. Lydia Brasson, Grace Aaron, Marie Deary, Israel Foyer, Terry Goodman, and Lamont Yakey.
Yep.
One, two, three, four, five. Yeah, six. Okay, no, wait. No, just a moment. No, we're not finished.
Wait.
Do you have a place on your ballots for Development Task Force?
Yeah, instead of Finance.
Okay, notice where it says Finance Committee. Let's write in Development Task Force. The chair of the National Board would like us to have that election because he apparently is unclear how formal LSB representation will be.
Well, I'm against holding that vote because...
What?
I mean, we weren't considering it, and so we haven't really thought about people, and it won't kill anybody if the development...
Yeah, well, the reason I listed it here, Ed, is I clearly remember sitting at the Pacifica National Board meeting and hearing them say, we want LSB involvement in this.
I do too, but I think we can wait a month and it's not...
Okay, let's get a sense of the board. How many want to go ahead and elect someone to the Development Task Force? Raise your hands for your cards.
Could you tell us what it is?
David? Yeah.
Yeah, looking into ways of raising money, and I believe that group is also looking into, for example, real estate things, like a new house. I could be wrong about this, but my recollection is this is an elaboration of the group that's looking for facilities for WBAI and for WPFW, but also ways of raising money. I think like capital campaigns and things like that. They're going to be looking at capital campaigns for these specific capital needs.
Okay, thank you,
network.
David. Now, Ed's point is that he would like to postpone this, that we don't need to do it today. So is that
specialty,
true?
Yes, it's a specialty item. It's a very important...
That's right. I understand. So all I need is a sense of the board, Ed, to see if you prevail with your opinion. How many want to... Let's put it this way. How many want to postpone the election of Development Task Force members until later? Raise your hands or your cards. One... Two, three, four.
Could we get clarification from Dave of why Ambrose wanted us to...
No, wait. We can't spend too much time. If there's confusion about what this is, maybe we shouldn't put it off. But we've had...
Want us to vote today is my question.
Yeah, that's what I don't understand.
Because he just talked to the chair of the Pacifica National Board.
I want to know why the chair
And he asked us to do it. All right, well, we could get more clarification. David, why should we do this today if you think we should?
If it was required that there be an election of LSB members, then that group couldn't formally start its business until we put people on it. But so you'd be essentially making them wait a month turns out that there was limited membership.
Okay, I just need a sense of the body. How many believe that we should postpone this
question?
Oh, did you want to speak? Okay, so you're suggesting we do put it off.
Yeah. I mean, do we know exactly what is the function of that committee?
I have a good guess, but that's all it is.
Yeah, okay. Let me just rule then. There seems to be confusion. Would anyone object to a ruling that we postpone Development Task Force until later? Is there any objection to that? All right, seeing no objection, let's not vote on Development Task Force. The others we have voted for, now we're going to be collecting the ballots. I haven't started to vote, so whoever's collecting...
Dave Cole asked that you clarify how many seats we're voting for and how it's done. I would add how it's done.
How it's done. Okay. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. We're listing them in order, starting with one next to the name that we prefer, second, two, and so on. You can list all in order, or you can actually just list your top two or three. Now, for all of these, David, listen to what I'm saying. Correct me if I'm wrong. The Committee of Inclusion is three of us. We're electing three to the Committee of Inclusion. So it's important that you put one, two, and three, at least for Committee of Inclusion. But David, aren't the rest of them two members? So you can consider us electing two to all of them, except Finance and Committee of Inclusion. Committee of Inclusion is three LSV members, plus the PNB.
It's two LSV members plus
the director.
The PNB.
Right. Yeah,
right. But
right.
How do we vote for the director? Then
at the bottom.
The bottom for the director, right below your election.
But if I'm not mistaken, there's only one nominee. There's just only one director is nominated, right?
Number one there.
Right, but that's just under COI.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, and so
we don't elect the rest.
Okay.
The PNB elects.
Okay, but I mean, with Julie, do we also? Here's my question. Then do we put a one for Julie plus the one that we do for the LSV?
Oh, that's a good
question. I want to clarify that.
That's a very good question.
Why?
That is a good question. You should separate. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. You should consider them two separate elections.
Yes.
So you could put a one for Julie, but you could also put a one for someone else under the LSV.
Yeah, that's why it's separated out on the ballot. And Julie's not on the top. She's not on the top.
Yeah. Who's going to do the counting?
Okay. Now, you see, thank you so much. We have a staff and computers back there. And Roger is back there.
Fred.
And Fred Blair is back there. But now, before we disband, and I really appreciate everyone hanging with us. This is a marathon meeting. Let's look at the LSV. Who has the list of...
You do.
Oh, here it is.
There.
I didn't realize.
If you can assign conveners, and
yes.
Can I ask this one?
Don, I have one more election question. Is that the last time we had an election, we had the computer, that there was, because it wouldn't transfer over certain amounts of fractions or something, that they ended up having to do it manually, and I want to make sure that we have the cross-check of counting
yes.
manually, and may I also recommend that in the future, because of that dynamic, that we have individual ballots, because when you count manually, you want to spread them across the table.
Okay, now let's get some volunteers to monitor the election. We trust these people completely, but they need the input and the eyes of the world. Lydia, can you stay and monitor the election?
I don't know how to do it. Casey Peters is the SGP.
Okay, how about some election monitors? Anyone?
Mila.
Oh, good. Mila, good. Anyone else?
Raise your hand, Don.
Oh, Casey? Oh, great. Okay. Now, may I ask...
Don, can I ask if we can, if there are enough of us left here, at least on an interim basis to name Kimberly to the REP to the IPC? Otherwise, we're not going to have someone there for their February meeting. And I believe Kimberly is agreeable.
And since we're bringing up other things, can I just at least present Councillor Shue to the board for a few minutes? Because one of our programmers is being asked.
Yes, but before we do that, under programming oversight, we have what is this? Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. We just have four. Could I just appoint Sherna as convener? Would you accept the role of convener?
Okay, and tell me the names.
Okay, I'll come back to that. Under management evaluation, Margaret Prescott, would you accept the role of convener? Okay, this is Management Evaluation Committee for the LSV. This is not PNB now. These are the ones we signed up for. Would you accept that role?
Okay.
Okay. Now let me see. You have a big committee. We're going to have to vote in that one. Outreach Committee, Arturo Lemus. Would you accept the role as convener of Outreach Committee?
Yes,
okay. And those committee conveners can see me. a structure. Let me see, how many do we have here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Israel Foyer, would you accept the role as convener of structure governance?
Wouldn't Terry on that?
He was. Are you? You're declining the role.
Well, if Terry would want to do it, he was on it before.
Okay. You're just to convene them the first.
No, he's not here. Let me see. Lydia Brisson, will you accept that role, structure governance?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Convener of structure and governance. Finance, Madeleine Schwab?
No.
Lamont Yakey? Oh, I'm sorry.
I have a question about the duties of convening. Does this involve convening
what?
As convener, does that mean convening a meeting before fund drive? Because from now to the end of fund drive,
this is
sort
a big problem. Fund drive is starting almost immediately.
Because if that is the case, I'm probably going to have to decline. It's too much work.
I'm sorry?
Mm-hmm. It doesn't?
What did he say? What did
he say?
Oh, yes. Oh, good.
Okay.
Who is the convener?
Well, you know what? That's a good point. Her name is not here, but she's our treasurer. So I think Raphael's point is a good one. Casey McFall
is convener.
With Madeleine Lamont and Dave Adelson, let's do have Casey McFall convene the finance committee. That's good, and thank you very much. That's good. Now, let's just look at, management evaluation. I'm going to take Margaret off because she's deeply involved in...
Convener. No, I just wanted clarification before I asked a question, right?
Yeah.
No, she's not declining it. She's just asking if the meeting has to take place before the fund.
No, it's
fund
up
drive.
To the convener.
Well, it's up to the people also that she calls.
So committee. I mean, fine. Then I'll stay on.
Stay on as convener.
There's no guarantee of that with the fund drive. I mean, I'm just from a logical point of view. It makes Margaret probably shouldn't do it because it might be that half the people can't come except during the I don't know.
You know, maybe that's true because
can I say, because I could speak for myself in terms of what I can and can't do. I think a lot of us are involved in fund drive, which is really a focus.
Now,
so
Rodrigo,
let's just take it off the table. I'll convene the group and we'll move forward.
You will.
Yes.
Because Rodrigo is on that. There's other people here who could also do it, but Margaret is the convener of management. Okay, and let me see, that management evaluation. Now let's just take a look. Structure committee.
Maria said she'd do it.
Lydia Brisson. Now arts committee.
Maria said she'd do it.
Maria Armudian.
You mean Ted said Maria said she'd do it.
I'll put these out to the whole group.
Maria asked me to say that.
I'll send an email to everyone. Casey McFall.
Done.
Lydia Brisson is structure governance. Arturo Lemus is outreach. Margaret Prescott is management evaluation. And Shrina Gluck is programming oversight.
Done. I would just like to point out, because several people who have not been conveners before are conveners, that the effort is to post 1 week in advance on the KPFK website. And we need to instruct people as to how to do that. If
I'm sure
Terry,
you can do it in the email.
Yes, yes, we have a new website master, webmaster, and so on.
Can we get
so
Sonali?
Okay, now people.
Sonali
has not had a chance. Hustler magazine is after.
What about
us.
Kimberly? What about Kimberly?
I'm sorry. Let's get clarity. Sherna, what is your point?
I asked if we could appoint Kimberly on an ad hoc basis to the interim program council so that we have someone there at that next meeting.
Can we still have a quorum? Can we do that in about 2 minutes? minutes, 1 minute, and then because I want to go to Sonali. The chair would entertain a motion.
So moved.
It's been moved, seconded, to appoint Kimberly King, who is willing to be our interim representative to the interim program council. All those in favor signify by raising your cards or hands. Oh my gosh, look at this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Opposed? Abstentions?
Kimberly opposed.
Kimberly voted no. Okay, I have 17 yes and no opposition and no abstentions. The chair recognizes Sonali Kolhatkar of KPFK 90.7 in Los Angeles.
Sonali, has everybody voted?
No, I have not voted.
Okay, I'm going to hand these in pending John White's vote.
I'm going to go vote and I'll be listening.
Okay. It's really important this is a huge
So,
last one's going to be Don's when you see
everyone
it.
Should have gotten a copy of the Hustler magazine article with a little emblem on the corner that says Hustler goes to war, and also a copy of a proposed resolution. And I just want to give a quick little background. Last year, Aura Bogado saw on an email list, not in our name, was basically going to request the help of Larry Flint in getting the, it had to do with the Republican National Convention and the rights of protesters. So she sent a private email to the Not In Our Name people denouncing that alliance, and the Not In Our Name people posted her email without her authorization to the entire list. It started a flame war, and I had had on Uprising a couple of times debates on pornography with anti-porn people, as well as the editor, Bruce David, of Hustler magazine, who I'll go on record as saying is a very stupid man.
Okay.
I'm talking about brain cells here. But anyway, regardless of all of that, they have taken this attack very, very seriously. They're clearly extremely defensive, and the only thing that they have as their claim to being allied with progressive causes is the issue of free speech. And so you see this article entitled The Feminist Threat. In it, they name myself. Mostly it's against Aura Bogado. They also name Diana Russell, a woman that I interviewed. And some of the things that are in here are pretty offensive, pretty false, pretty shocking. But, you know, they use the terms semi-fascists, very sort of Rush Limbaugh-like, right-wing-like attacks on feminists. Funnily enough, even the feminist that they do interview, Susie Bright, or they call her a feminist, ends up disagreeing with them near the end of the article. And so what I'm proposing is, it's really, you know, I want to quote, just so you guys know what they're talking about. This one of the writers for them says, as a free expression absolutist, I defend the rights of hate-spewing, jackbooted femi-fascists like Aura Bogado and Diana Russell. In fact, I encourage them to speak openly and frequently, if only so their philosophy can be exposed as a fraud, as a lie, as a wrong-headed, nasty-ass, steaming pile of Stalinist shit. If there's anybody who's collectively oppressed in America right now, it's working-class, heterosexual white guys who have conveniently become an all-purpose bogeyman for feminists like Bogado to hoist like a piñata and beat until candy spills out. But by the way, has anyone seen these legions of oppressed American women? Bogado must be tripping over at every turn. I'm sorry, but if you're the average American woman, whether you're of color or white as the powdered sugar on a donut like me, you are not oppressed. In fact, if you're a woman of privilege, you are a woman of privilege, one of the most coddled, privileged humans on the planet. And then she goes on to say, these people aren't oppressed, they're fashionably oppressed, blah, 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 blah. So what I'm proposing is that I think we, you know, given the fact that a year ago, or no, just a few months ago, KPFK co-sponsored an event that was organized by ADA that featured Larry Flint as one of several authors, I was very, very disgusted and really saddened by that. And I want this local station board to respond to this in a dignified manner, not stoop to their pathetic defensive level. And so I propose the following resolution. being that Hustler magazine and most mainstream pornography portrays or is a misogynist representation of women and as such is sexist, being that Larry Flynt's Hustler magazine has engaged in a right-wing attack on KPFK programmers through the use of labels such as femi-fascists on LarryFlynt.com and in the February 2005 issue of Hustler magazine, being that Hustler considers itself part of the progressive movement in the U.S. and seeks to redefine feminism as porn-friendly, and being that Hustler's content is grossly inconsistent with the Pacifica mission, therefore be it resolved that KPFK's LSB stands by the actions taken by our programmers and condemns Hustler's attacks as slanderous, reactionary, racist, and sexist. I'll be open to amendments if you guys want. KPFK shall not enter into any future formal relations as such as through program sponsorship with the Hustler publication. KPFK's LSB reaffirms the right of our programmers to engage in critical discourse over issues such as pornography and free speech.
Sonali, do we have copies of the correspondence, and did the two programmers represent themselves as KPFK, and do we know what they wrote beyond what you're saying?
It's on LarryFlynt.com. It's 10 pages long, and I have it here. It was just it's just a really long correspondence, and initially when
But you're asking us to stand behind what said,
what
and
saying.
I'm saying I'm very critical of Hustler. I've never bought an issue,
but you do that, don't we need to second the motion?
Second.
Before you start?
I understand what you're saying, followed the correspondence closely, actually, and basically everything that Otto Bogado, the correspondence, the three programmers who corresponded were myself, Otto Bogado, and Alan Minsky,
and Thatcher
Collins. I can't quote you everything that they said, but it was nothing that anybody wouldn't stand by on this. But I'm open to amending it.
I would see us have that correspondence in mind, because you're talking about some legal, possible legal repercussions to standing behind what somebody else has said, I'm sure we'd be behind, but it would really be good for all of us to have that in hand.
I think actually Raphael emailed that to everybody yesterday.
Okay,
so within your email box.
I didn't.
I'm now back with you. This has been moved. Is there a second for this motion? It's been moved and seconded. Now we're going to start a stack. What time is it right now?
It's late.
It's 4:20.
And I'm sorry to bring this up.
Yeah. So we must be very careful that we don't spend hours on this. Okay, the stack.
Point of information. Just point of information. Solely. What do you want to do with this? Sonali, what do you want to do with this resolution is the first question.
I want you to pass it.
And then what will happen to it?
What will you do with it?
The one binding thing is that we basically request that KPFK not enter into any future formal relations with Hustler magazine, such as event sponsorship, etc. That's the main action.
And my second question is there some time aspect that it must be done now as against being able to look at some of the material that Lydia mentioned?
Well, it was in their February issue, and they've had this attack going on for a very, very long time, and I just think it would be timely for the local station board to have something.
There's no pressing deadline, is the point. Thing. There's nothing that's imminent we have to
What I've
on.
Heard is that I have heard that Hustler magazine plans on caricaturing Otto Bogado in their magazine every month for the next several months, as they have done to Future Feminists, and so their next issue will be out in March, and so I'm saying is they're going to continue their assault. Okay. They're not even stopping here. That's one pressing thing.
Now I'm going to read off the stack and then see if everyone is covered. I'm going to ask you to keep your 1 minute only. We're going to time you because we're really imposing. Menno is still here with sound, and So here's the stack: Donna, Terry Goodman, Kimberly, Grace, Dave, Eva, and Alan. Did I miss? Oh, excuse me, Margaret. Okay, 1 minute. Oh, and Ed.
Point of order?
Yes.
Anybody who plans on amending this, write it down. It'll make it go faster.
Yes. Okay. Donna, 1 minute. Go ahead.
Okay. I have a question, and the question is to Eva, and I wanted to know, has management seen this, considered it, and what do you think you're going to do about it?
Armando went to meet with Flint after the first article came out and explained that, number one, it was not KPFK's position. Some of the statements that were on the air has left us concerned that I think invited this kind of attack. So there's two issues, talking to programmers about how they deal with this issue. The second thing, I think it's very difficult to say don't co-sponsor events or promote events that progressive organizations are organizing when somebody like Larry Flint is there. I think maybe one thing that we could have done is omit the name of Larry Flint in the the co-sponsorship promo. We've talked to him. At that point, he said, well, you know, unless your programmers take back their statements or apologize for the statements made for, and maybe do an in-depth, do the other side of the story. So Nita Valance had proposed, because some of the programmers don't agree with, for instance, Sonali's view of what happened.
Okay, thank you. Terry Goodman.
Can I finish, Don?
Yes.
The other thing to do would to have a discussion. Some of the programmers have requested to discuss this with Larry Flint and the programmers involved on the air. So those are some issues that could be looked at.
Terry Goodman has the floor.
Which program?
Okay. With the greatest respect for the maker of the motion and an understanding for the desire of a staff representative to support staff when it's being attacked in the press. In my opinion, a motion honoring Larry Flint for his sacrifice, dedication, and decades of work for the protection of free speech and the First Amendment would be a misguided waste of this body's time, and I have the same opinion of this motion. So I move to table it indefinitely.
Is there a second to the motion?
I second it.
It's been moved and seconded that it be tabled indefinitely. It's open to discussion on the motion.
Order. Motion to table is not debatable.
Oh, it's not debatable. That's right. Excuse me. Let's go directly to a vote on tabling indefinitely. Those in favor signify by raising your hands or cards. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. Opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Abstentions? The motion fails. The chair recognizes Kimberly King.
Two abstentions.
I was a no. I didn't get my hand up this time.
Okay. Did you get that?
One abstention.
How many no's?
10.
10? Okay.
Chair recognizes Kimberly King.
Okay, I think that we should not be surprised or really upset about this. I actually think we should be proud that Hustler magazine doesn't like KPFK. I mean, big shocker. I mean, I think we should be proud. I also think that we should not become... I disagree with the second resolution that I would support the motion if that were taken out, because if, for example, supporting Not In Our Name, if we're not going to be able to be involved with Not In Our Name just because Larry Flint supports it, I just think that's ridiculous. I think I'm a long-term feminist. I really enjoyed hearing, I totally disagree with all the things that are said in the magazine, and you know, Sonali had a white man on the show being the main guy arguing, and I thought he did an excellent job. That was one of my... I wrote you an email about that. But I just don't think we should stress about this. This is Hustler magazine. This is the opposite side of the track. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Chair recognizes Grace Aaron.
I hate to be on what would be the politically incorrect side of this, but I've had to work in the peace movement against litmus tests. One of the strongest groups against nuclear weapons and the death penalty are Catholics who are pro-life. If I said I couldn't work with pro-life people who are strongly against abortion on other issues, you know, I think it's silly to have these litmus tests. You can work with people on issues you agree with and still disagree with them on other issues. Another example of that is the Islamic community refused to be in coalition with homosexuals.
because Islam is strongly against homosexuality. And yet, we found a way to work around that. But there is, you know, we can't just have litmus tests, because people do have divergence of viewpoint, and we can work with them on the things we agree with. And Larry Flint and other pornographers in general have been staunch supporters of free speech in this country and of civil liberties.
That's because all the...
And pornographers, I'm saying pornographers.
Thank you very much. The chair recognizes Eva. I'm sorry, I overlooked. It's Dave and then Eva. David.
Yeah, first of all, with respect to Nyan, Nyan didn't just include it. Nyan took a private communication in which Aura listed a political objection and put it out there for her to be attacked, and she's being attacked relentlessly. The article in Hustler is full of lies. It says it's a hate-filled thing. It is not a hate-filled statement that Aura made. It was a political analysis. And they are continuing to take on KPFK, and I think it's important that KPFK and that we know what stand KPFK is going to take. I would like to get a written statement from the management detailing what has happened, you know, because all of this thing we hear about from a variety of places, but I want a written statement. What has happened and what action management has taken, okay? Is the station actually defending its programmers against abuse? For example, if a lot of statements are being made attacking the station and attacking this person, what is our policy as a station in terms of the way we defend people who are our programmers? Because I've read this stuff, and there's not, it's
your
not
time
that
is
vague,
up,
and it's abusive.
Thank you very much. Eva.
Obviously, this kind of response is not something that we would want to see. But I do think that there's place to debate the issue, because after all, it is free speech. I think you need to see the correspondence from both sides. You know, and I think every time we react when somebody is printing something about the station, about what a programmer said, then, you know, it would leave us with a lot of issues. But I agree with what Dave said, is how do we defend programmers when they under attack, and maybe looking at a policy of that. The other area would be to talk to programmers that go on the air and personally attack individuals and organizations and expect not to have repercussions. So it has to go both ways, where we start looking at these issues and develop policy around it.
Thank you. Chair recognizes Alan.
Oh, Don, do you see us down here?
Well, I have a stack, so I'll create a new stack in a moment. We'll start over if we...
No, I suppose I'll speak. I obviously co-worker with Aura, and, you know, she sent exactly what David said, and I don't think that's quite thoroughly documented on LarryFlint.com. It isn't. There are a few that are missing, and this was sent out to a person who we all know, Robert Corsini, who is an organizer for Nyan, and he then sent it out publicly to Hustler. And so a private correspondence, and then this is a very virulent attack. And I you know, looking at how this is turning, I would hope that the body will entertain maybe breaking this up so that we could at least make a statement in solidarity with Aura along the lines of the fact that she is herself engaged in free speech and attempting really to have an honest statement of her feelings, both first privately, then publicly, and then this kind of virulent attack, hyperbolic attack in print is overwhelming. And then we can discuss the other broader issue.
Thank you. Chair recognizes Margaret.
Yeah, I actually agree with what Alan said. I think obviously the attack on Aura and on Sonali in the magazine, I don't think is something that we should be silent about. I think something strong, you know, has to be said about it. I'm not quite sure that the proposal, the resolution as it's written now, is even strong enough in that particular vein. And I also, in addition to that, I think it opens up some other questions that I think needs more discussion. Just a very quick example. The women's network that I'm part of has, as part of it, a network of sex workers, of women who work in the sex industry, including in pornography. They have a very, you know, strong opinion about how they're portrayed and how they're being discussed by the feminist movement. And they're very strong, independent, that I have to listen to and I have to be accountable to, many of whom are immigrant women, women of color, etc. So I would want to, I'm not against attacking Hustler magazine, and I'm for defending Aura and Sonali.
Thank you.
But I think we have to do it in a very concise and direct way, so it's very, very clear what we're aiming at, and stay away from the broader political questions that could then get us under attack from women who work in the industry.
Thank you very much. Ed?
Yeah, I so disagree with that. I want to say that Hustler magazine has nothing whatsoever in comparison to being a Catholic or being a Muslim. I mean, Catholic doctrine also does not accuse poor people of being the result of their own moral failures. And Hamas is the sole support of half of the Palestinian population, and so on. So there's always divided things about the Hustler's raison d'etre is essentially pornography. And I'm sure that Margaret is not defending the circumstances which drive women into pornography, but Flint does. Flint is Flint. Flint is Hustler magazine, and he's been that way his whole time. Of course, he defends free speech. He does not want to be silenced. And I think that he has absolutely gone way over the line on this, I see absolutely nothing wrong with any of this. I don't think KPFK should have had past relations with Flint. And if that means not naming him, fine. But
Thank you.
At least it's a moral statement. And the reason to do it now is that we rarely, that what will happen is nothing will happen unless we do it now.
Thank you. We recognize Sonali.
Yeah, I just want to address one quick thing that Kimberly said about not wanting to, and you know, the whole thing about not entering into future former relations. The resolution specifically says with the Hustler publication, not with necessarily other groups that have somehow associated with Hustler. So, for example, if Hustler has an event on free speech tomorrow and asks for KPFK sponsorship, this would prevent KPFK from doing it. But if NION did it and it didn't feature any Hustler people, then it would be fine for us to co-sponsor an ION event as long as it wasn't featuring prominently Larry Flint. I want to get some clarity from Eva about programmers who have a problem with this debate, because as far as I understood it, maybe I heard you wrong, but in the first time you spoke, you said that some of the things that were done invited this kind of attack, and I'm honestly really shocked to hear anyone say that this attack would be invited. So I really want to clarify that. And what do you mean by that this attack was invited by programmers?
Thank you.
Also, really quickly, I'm sorry, I have to throw this in. If there are programmers who, you know, I don't want to dignify this with a debate on KPFK, because that's what Hustler wanted. I don't want our airwaves to be used to promote Hustler and give more airtime to Hustler.
All right, thank you very much. We're going to actually go along with the stack, and Eva will have a chance to respond. Kimberly.
Israel.
Okay, now wait a minute. Let me see if I can clarify the stack. This is what I have. I may be in error. Kimberly, Israel, Lamont, Alan, Lydia, and Eva.
I was answering way long ago.
Well, this is very strange. I don't know. I can't. All right. One moment then. I may have been voting. Sherna, you claim you have been on the stack for a long time. All right. Let's go to. Actually, I'm going to go to Kimberly first, because she may have an amendment. Yeah, one moment. What did you say?
Okay, just go to the people who haven't spoken yet.
Well, the only thing is Kimberly handed me an amendment, and I just want to see if it still is. Is this something you still want to move with?
Well, I don't know.
Okay, Tara recognizes Sherna.
I think there are two separate issues here. One is the absolute need to defend our programmers, and I think we need to do that. But the women's liberation movement, most of you were too young to be involved then, except perhaps for Margaret and myself, we were torn apart over the issue of pornography. It is something, what we should do is the kind of policy that was passed by the APC several years ago, which is when hate speech came up, when issues like this came up, that there should be on-air discussions. Not a debate about Hustler, but there are very critical issues here, and the women's liberation movement has been torn apart over the question of pornography for 25 years. So what I recommend is that we do some programming around this, but that we have a resolution that absolutely supports our programmers, and that okay, I'll just leave it at that. And I don't want to say that we said that, because I have no idea what they actually said. I think we just need a resolution that supports our programmers and...
put you on the stack. Yeah. All right. Chair recognizes Israel.
Well, we have a really sexy topic here, so to speak. And I hope we have a sense of humor as well as a sense of seriousness. I want to address my...
All right, quiet. Israel's time is clicking, so go right ahead.
I stand by my word, every single word. You have three motions here. The last one I can endorse right this minute, that the right of our programmers, et cetera, to engage in. No problem whatsoever. The other two have to do with, I think Liddy brought up first, I haven't read this, I didn't know about it, I want to see the material. But if what you say is true, of course I would be on Sonali's side. But I'm not prepared today to vote on the first two affirmatively. Only for I just don't have the background. That isn't your fault, nor is it mine, may I say. But we need to examine these kind of, I said a sexy issue, I wasn't being facetious, these kind of issues, if we can't deal on the air with the most controversial, outrageous issue, then we're unable to really meet our maximum potential of dealing with controversial issues. It's how we deal with it, that's the key.
It's not about sex.
I didn't say it was about sex, you're not listening
right.
to me, my dear.
Order, and the time is up. Lamont Yakey.
And we had debate.
Lamont.
Had two on my
show. Just briefly, I want to say that certainly Hustler uses free speech to legitimize its own purient salacious objectives. In fact, Hustler hustles the word and concept and the idea of free speech, again, to advance its own programs. And I think we must decide, as an old sociologist at Tuskegee once put, are we going to be the kite or the tail? And what I mean by that, I see us as the kite and not the tail on the kite. Hustler, by allowing this to happen and we not respond to it, is allowing us just to be the tail on this program. It's one thing, and I think a distinction, while Sherna has made one set of distinctions, there's another one, it seems to me. It's one thing to attack KPFK. We get this all the time from the right and even sometimes from liberals and so forth. It's another thing to attack individual programs. This, indeed, in my view, is an act of violence. It's not free speech.
Thank you.
It's a vicious attack on another human being, aside from the fact that she's also, they are, several of them, programmers on our station. We do and should, I think, in good conscience, register a very strong objection to what Hustler has done. And at the same time, in all due respect to Margaret and the others about the notion of having some debate, well, KPFK does have discussions, but I don't think we should, in having discussions, legitimize and serve as a medium for Hustler, which really has an agenda beyond KPFK. And so under the guise of being open and free and freedom of the press, we allow this. We can pick and choose who we allow programs. And I think, Sonali, thanks for being this tonight.
Yes. Okay, now I'm going to explain what we're going to do because we can't just stay here overnight going on and on. So we're going to go to the stack, and let me recite the stack, then we're going to a resolution. It's Alan, Kimberly, Lydia, Eva, David, and Rodrigo. And then we're going to go to a resolution because we've really imposed on the library here. They're ordering breakfast for us, and I've canceled that. Chair recognizes Alan.
Okay, I'm so tired. I'm not going to really be very clear. I really like what
what Lamont was saying. And I just wanted to clarify with what I said last time, which is that I do feel it's absolutely essential that we do take a stand of solidarity with Aura.
Yeah.
And I also don't think, though, in doing that, we should exactly take content related to what this debate has been, or not a debate, this exchange of words on the internet and now in the magazine has been about. And I do think in that we should express that Aura is clearly representing a position that is not Stalinist, etc., and that it is certainly within the mainstream of the progressive movement to oppose pornography that can readily be viewed as highly misogynist and violent. And so I'd like to see that, and then we can talk about sponsorship and stuff like that.
Chair recognizes Kimberly.
I do think we should definitely be supporting our programmers. I just think that this is not the best use of our time. We have so much work to do, and I feel this is an ideological argument rather than what are we doing out there, what needs to be done. That's just my opinion.
Chair recognizes Lydia.
Okay, well, of course, you know, I feel the same way that we should put this off because we haven't seen the statements. We don't know who, although I trust it, and I agree with the sentiment of this. I think it's a poorly written resolution for us to vote on at this point today. I'd really like to see the objections factored in and have a new resolution. I also would like to point out that at the time that event co-sponsorship took place, which is before I came on the board, this board had three members on the committee that made the decision to have Larry Flint on the program, and since two of them are not present, were here earlier but have left, then I don't know, you know, I was not privy to those discussions. I was not on that committee at that time in ADA, and whatever that rationale was, obviously they had their feelings about it, and it moved forward. So they're not here to express what that is because it has long-reaching, you know, repercussions in terms of sponsorship.
Chair recognizes Eva, and there was a question directed to you earlier as well.
I hope I can remember the questions. I think it's, I agree with what Alan says. You know, there's no reason for this body to not take a position and have a letter that goes out to Flint that say, you know, that we are not in agreement with the attacks on our individual programmers, et cetera, et cetera. I also think that the correspondence, the entire correspondence, need to be made available to the entire LSB so that you're informed and further discussions. I think just on the attack, it's a no. I think, you know, this has come up before. Obviously, KPFK would not sponsor an event with Hustler. It's just outside of everything that we do. So that's a given. As I said, if it ever comes up again, I would definitely commit to omitting the name, but we cannot say we won't promote an organization. With regards to the perception, yes, you know, everybody does not agree with Sonali's representing here today, that some programmers felt that if you attack someone like Larry Flint, expect to be attacked back in the manner that Larry Flint does what Larry Flint does. So that was the issue. And as I said, there's proposals to do programming about this. I think if there's a program on the air, that we could put a disclaimer to say that KPFK, you know, protects the right of the programmers to express themselves.
Thank you very much. We have just two more speakers, then we're going to go to resolution. David?
As a technical matter, getting a resolution like this, which has a lot of political implications and the rest, is tough, but it's also tough because we're a month away from our next meeting. I think the appropriate thing to do is to charge management with a formal response on behalf of KPFK. Management can be in communication with the LSB and with the LSB members. It doesn't need to be through a formal LSB motion. The management would clearly consult us, might consult other listeners and talk about it, but we should instruct management to come up with a formal response to this, and based on the way we've always worked together, I'm sure it would could be a very collaborative thing. Eva could call a meeting and bring interested parties in. But the point is that she's free to move on behalf of KPFK. Eva is the formal spokesperson on behalf of KPFK. So I would like to have a substitute motion to instruct the management to develop a position statement as soon as possible on this issue and to convene such people as are necessary to aid in developing that policy.
Okay, now the problem here is that sounded like a formal motion. But
second.
Who seconded?
Terry.
Oh, Terry. It's been moved and seconded. Now, we're going to actually go to two speakers that are on the stack here, and then we'll, it's been moved and seconded. I'm going to call on Rodrigo, who's been very patiently waiting. Just move the microphone around to you. I'm sorry?
Yeah, I just want to say that there are like two things, you know. One is the philosophical thing and another one is the practical thing. And things are, that's the mainly debate, you know. Of course, I support, you know, the programmers totally. But I think this issue also, because it is philosophical, has to do what's going to happen with the rest of those magazines that are out there. You know, are you going to have the same position with Playboy or other, you know, not interviewing, not doing any work with any other, you know, that, you know, decreases the quality of women, that uses women as merchandise, so, or just, you know, Hustler magazine because of the attacks right now. You know, that's why it's very deep philosophically, you know, we have to see it from those two points, you know. Practically, yes, I think we all agree that, you know, if there are other groups that are working with them, we are not going to, you know, fight against those groups because they are working with either Hustler or Playboy, you know. But same measure has to be applied for Playboy or any other, you know, type of magazines that somehow uses the women to profit out of their beauty or out of their necessity, because many of those women, you know, live out of that because of the necessity. Yes. So that would be something that we have to consider too. What is the real mission of the Pacifica, you know?
Thank you very much. Now, here's what we're going to do. Eva is going to make a statement in response to, I think, David, and then we're going to have to facilitate the amendment and see.
Yeah, just
go
quickly, Dave's proposal, I support it, and I think if people move on that proposal, is to get people here today, 2-3 people that can work with me on this and how we move forward.
All right, now here's what we're going to do. We're going to have the David Adelson amendment recited back.
Okay, Dave has recited.
David, can you recite it and also fill out a form, you know, one of the forms? Just recite it to the group.
It is true that we requested that management develop a formal written response on this topic and convene such people as necessary to assist in that.
And it was seconded
as soon as possible.
And Terry
before
seconded
the next
it.
Meeting.
Now,
the last part is,
before the next meeting.
Management
the
develop a formal written response to this topic.
KPFK's response to this issue, and to convene such people as are necessary to develop that response.
And David, just for clarity, that response would then be made available through like a press release. And
that is up to management as how to elaborate it. We're not going to instruct management. Presumably, we might have a car. We might do whatever, but it's up to management.
You're going to leave that to management.
In collaboration with whomever.
Question.
Right.
He's saying that collaboration. I mean, that's
okay.
My experience with it is that, for example, on the search committees, management says, please come and let's do it. So I don't think it's going to be exclusive. I think he even knows enough to get the opinions of a diverse group of people on this board.
Okay.
You know?
Now, we're going to take a couple comments and go to a vote, because we've got to get out of here.
I have a question.
Okay. Yeah, we're theoretically theoretically we're supposed to do that. So
I
let's
have
go
a question.
To first Margaret and then Israel.
Yeah, I have a question, Dave, in clarifying your motion.
Sure,
you
sure.
say in this issue. I'd like to know which issue, because I think in the comments
yeah.
it became clear that there are a number of issues, that what there seemed to be consensus around is that Aura and Sonali must be absolutely defended, and Hustler called out for the treatment of programmers was one issue. There's another one, which is pornography is bad and misogynist, that Scherner rightly pointed out has been, I can't tell you the rows that have gone on within the women's movement on this for years, much less us on the LSB being able to resolve it. So I think we better settle on which issues we're talking about. If not, we're going to fall into another rat's nest, and we're going to have another group, you know, coming and protesting and wanting us to do something else. So I just think we better be clear on it.
Yeah, all right. David,
my feeling was that it is actually the totality of it, but the ASAP thing, hang on, let me just finish. In the near term, it's the issue of protecting programmers. The other political questions, we're not asking KPFK to take a political stand on pornography or free speech. That wasn't the intent. It's we've got some immediate problems because there's some abusive attacks being leveled, some false information being elaborated, some things that affect KPFK's name, some questions about how we defend programmers. So those issues. And I leave it up to Eva's judgment. She understands this stuff, and the people she will call in will understand this stuff, and she's authorized to take action on behalf of the station.
All right. The last speaker here, Israel, and then we have to find resolution.
I agree with the sentiment voiced by Margaret and Grace and David, but I'd like to have a few words in that. David, how about a draft to be reviewed prior to release?
Has shown repeatedly that she's able to take input from a variety of sources. That will be KPFK's position. If we disagree, then the LSB subsequently will be able to take its own position on its own terms. But those are different things.
Okay.
Because we need it done before the next board
meeting. Excuse me. Israel has the floor at this time. Israel has the floor.
I fully agree. I simply want the words like draft for review by LSB by one mode or another. That's all. So that we have a chance, because I'm concerned what Margaret has had to say. We could.
Eva is going to put. I would be shocked. I mean, maybe we needed the motion. I would be shocked if she didn't put it out to the LSB and ask for comment. It's the way all this stuff has been going. You've been watching the review committees for positions, the rest.